Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, indeed it is. Hold on with me one second. Bear with me. Let me open this. There we go. That's a... And I need this like a bullet wound. I mean, really, I'm being honest. It's a purple edition, sugar-free. What is it? Acai berry? Red Bull? Yeah, hold on a second. Let me taste this. It looks good. Hold on.
You're going to hurt yourself with that.
Oh, boy, that's refreshing.
First thing.
Sounds like the old Kentucky chew. Welcome to the program. Wait a minute, Shanto. Hold on a second, Mom. Hold on, Mom.
Yeah, exactly.
I know you love me down there. I know you love me down there. But there's a sign. I'm making a point that there's a sign on the door that says no food or drink in studio. And I do this pretty much every day to point out the absurdity of no gun signs. No guns allowed. This is a gun-free zone. Okay. Tell that to the criminal who murdered 14 people. Tell that to the criminal who robbed the jewelry store that was no gun. Tell that to the criminal who robbed the no guns allowed liquor store. So all you no guns allowed proponents out there, I hope you never find yourself in a gun-free zone when a criminal decides that your gun-free zone, isn't going to be a gun-free zone that day because they don't pay attention to signs. But I use that as a tool every day just to remind you that. Sean, go ahead, be Mom, yell at me about the sugar-free Red Bull. It's okay.
I have one that's even better. A sign that don't drink sugary stuff like this.
It's sugar-free.
Yeah, that don't mean nothing.
It's sugar-free. Well, sure it does. It means it has no sugar.
That's worse than the real stuff.
No, I guess it depends on, how much I guess it's how much you drink and stuff. I don't drink those a lot. I really don't. It sounds like I do from time to time. I talk about it.
Throw some vodka in there if you're going to do something.
No. I don't like that stuff. I don't like that stuff. Nope. Don't want to do that. Good program for you today. Got a couple things that are disturbing. One in particular out of California, and you California residents, I've got to tell you, your state is taking you, you're leaving the nation, and you're allowing it to happen. Some of you, somebody's voting for these people. But California, you're in big trouble. Tyranny is running the day in Sacramento, and it truly is. When a government decides to overtake your life for simply exercising your constitutional right, rather than going after crime, they want to halt your ammo purchases. They want to make it very difficult for you to get ammo. We'll be discussing this in greater detail on the Monster broadcast, the first Monster broadcast of the year coming up. And by the way, the new intro for the new Monster, oh, you're going to love it. Whew, it's good. I could play it for you today. Give you a taste of it? Maybe I'll go there. But it's good. Oh, you're going to like it. It's hard-hitting. And you're going to dig it. But California, you have big, big problems on your hands. Much bigger problems than you thought. But there's help on the way. San Bernardino DA. I've got an audio clip that I have to be very artful with. I'm going to have to bring some volume down at one point. Even though they beep out what the DA said, it was still audible. And it's a satellite radio moment word. But I practiced a little bit before I decided to air it. But I want you to hear it. You have to hear what this DA said. And it speaks volumes about what's happening in California. For everything from sanctuary state garbage, the violation of federal law, with the weed smoking, which, by the way, Attorney General Sessions, I've been asking for a while, why aren't these people in jail? Then they violate state law. Why aren't these legislators in jail? Why aren't these mayors? Why aren't these governors who sign these illegal pro? Why aren't these people, why aren't they being indicted? You would be. I would be. Who the hell are they? And I believe Jeff Sessions, I'm talking about the marijuana issue now. There's news out today that Sessions is changing the policy put under by who? Barry, Marxist Obama. What's his face? The old guy, right? The old dude who's no longer there, thank God. That allowed these type of laws to flourish and allowed these liberal legislatures to do these things. Now, I'm not here. The debate is not about whether you want to smoke weed. I don't care about that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the law. We are a nation of laws. If you don't like the laws, work to change the laws. That's what we do in this country. And you Second Amendment haters, here's a secret for you. Let me let this cat out of the bag. All right? The Constitution allows itself to be amended. There's a process. If you don't like the Second Amendment, work to change it. Work to amend the Constitution. Have at it. Bah, ha, 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 have at it. But it exists. In the meantime, get out of my face and leave me alone. Get out of my gun safe and shut up. That's pretty much what it boils down to. Bloomberg and the rest of them, these homeowners association wannabes who haven't achieved whatever it is they've wanted in their careers and their life that they feel they have to somehow infringe on you in order to make themselves feel better. I don't know what the psychology is behind people like that. I don't know what makes Michael Bloomberg tick and makes him feel like the only way that somebody in New York with billions somehow has the right to come to my state or your state and take something from you. I don't understand that mentality. But clearly, I'm sure it's studyable. There's probably a word for it that I don't know. I'm not the psychologist here. I'm not going to get into that. But we all know people like that. Liberals fall into that category. Most Democrats and liberals fall into that category. It's not enough for them to hate guns. They've got to go a step further and try to infringe on your guns because they don't like guns. Like Michael Bloomberg somehow has this, I don't know where it, I can't wrap my head around it. What makes him think he can come to the state of Georgia and tell me what to do? Americans don't like that very much. Americans don't like being told what to do. In California, you have problems on your hands out there in a lot of different areas. But you're inviting big, big trouble in California. Big trouble is coming to California down the road. Mark my words, you heard it here. Good, law-abiding, decent people will soon be forced to have to make decisions that they never thought they'd have to make as good, decent, law-abiding people in California. I had said that over the years, talking about the nation as a whole. And fortunately, we decided to take another route. But had Hillary Clinton become president, I told you years ago, after Obama, if Obama were successful and his predecessor was of the same ilk, millions and millions and millions of you would have had to make terrible decisions. And that would be whether or not to obey tyranny or resist tyranny. In California, you find yourself, unfortunately, in this terrible situation out there. It's not good. You're being told now where you can buy your ammo, and next year you're being told you have to get background checks to buy your ammo. The Petri dish is in the laboratory, and there's tons and tons and tons of liberal professors and just doing whatever. They're just growing whatever tyrannical crap they can grow in that Petri dish. In California, unfortunately, you're it. There are others, Connecticut, so pretty, New York, New Jersey, but nothing of the vein of California, nothing in the vein of California. But there is help. I pulled this clip up today. I'll set it up with this because my guest is Neil McCabe today. We love Neil McCabe. We just love Neil McCabe. And there's a couple of things I'm going to talk with him about today that he doesn't know about. I gave him a little hint of where we were going to go, but this is what makes the show so fun. It's spontaneous conversation. But there's the DA in San Bernardino who has pretty much had enough with Sacramento. And the story goes as follows. You have a 70-year-old off-duty deputy in San Bernardino County who was driving down the road. He was off-duty, 70-year-old guy, driving down the road out of uniform in his personal vehicle, and he stopped short on the roadway to avoid hitting a couple of dogs that were crossing the street. This is all caught on video from a neighboring building's surveillance cameras. And a guy hit him from behind. They got out of the car. Deputy walked back. 70-year-old man walked back to the other guy. Guy gets out of his vehicle. And you see on the surveillance video camera, you see them talk for a second. And you see the guy who hit the deputy's car. You don't see the actual collision, but you see the guy who rammed into the back of the deputy kind of look like he's going to turn around to leave and then turns around and just throws a Mike Tyson brutal punch and drops the 70-year-old deputy. And it's obvious even from the distance on the tape that the deputy was unconscious the moment he got hit, not from hitting the ground. And a good Samaritan saw it happen. The guy tried to take off. He rammed his SUV into the guy's car, hit him two or three times, ramming his vehicle in to get him to stop. Finally, the guy spun around, hit a tree. I guess he got out on foot and ran. 12 hours later, he was arrested. And the DA in San Bernardino has had enough of liberal politics in Sacramento. When we come back, I want you to hear it. And then I'm going to read you, again, we're going to stay a little California-focused here today before we go to a ghost gun article from the Wall Street Journal and everything else, because there's an editorial that I'm going to read you and dissect and a brilliant reply from FloridaCarry.org, even though it was on the other coast. You're going to love this show. Don't go away. Back right after this with Neil McCabe.
Hey, gun lovers, what if I told you that when you walk to your mailbox today, you'll find that $1,000 you've been needing to finally buy the gun of your dreams? You could add that Kimber or new hunting rifle to your collection. Well, that dream will come true for five of my listeners thanks to my good friends over at the USCCA, who provide education, training, and self-defense insurance for responsible gun owners like you and me. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now, and you'll instantly lock in your five free chances to win. That's it. It's simple, quick, and 100% free. But your opportunity to pick any gun off the shelf is quickly slipping away. This giveaway ends Friday, January 19th. The five lucky gun lovers will each receive $1,000 to buy any gun they want, no restrictions. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now for the official rules and lock in your entry before it's too late. Don't get left behind. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Lock in your entry today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. This is fun stuff. Let's get some business, fun business out of the way first. All the way up from now until 126, you, if you go to usccaonair.com or usccaonaar.com, either one will work, you will receive a free USCCA Armed and Ready range bag package when you activate your USCCA Elite membership. I've already gotten emails from some of you who have, some who bought them for your wives or significant others, spouses. It's great. And it's the bag is a value of $372. It's chock full of cool stuff, including some digital tapes and training issues. It's really fun. I have the actual bag. I don't have all the fun stuff that makes it $372, though, inside it. But you can do that by visiting USCCA on AAR or USCCAonAir.com and activate an elite level membership. Give yourself peace of mind and you get that free stuff. You know, I'm a big fan of free stuff. And also, if you're listening during the breaks, you hear me mention, if you go out to your mailbox today, you could be one of five of my listeners that are going to find $1,000 to finally buy the gun of your dreams in your mailbox. That dream is going to come true for five of you. And thanks to my good friends, of course, over at the USCCA, who provide education, training, and self-defense insurance for you and me, responsible gun owners. It's real simple. How do you do it? Go to armedandresponsible.com right now, and you'll instantly lock in your five free chances to win. That's it. Simple, quick, painless. That's what I've been telling you. And it's 100% free. The opportunity is disappearing quick. This giveaway ends on Friday, January 19th. Five of you will receive $1,000 to buy any gun you want, no restrictions. Armedandresponsible.com right now for the rules and lock in your entry before it's too late. Don't get left behind. Armedandresponsible.com. It could be you. It could be you. Let's go to Neil McCabe. Neil, Washington, D.C., how the heck are you?
Phenomenal and getting better every day, Mark. It's a chilly day. There's a lot of people getting it worse than we are here in D.C., but it's one of those wicked cold days that I remember from my youth.
Wicked cold. That tells me you're from New England. Yeah, I remember that year and a half I lived in Connecticut. You tried to paint me as a Connecticut guy. For that year and a half, I lived up in Connecticut. But I remember Wicked, you know, just like the Wicked Tuna guys from TV.
Wicked Pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly. And then you guys are getting some pretty nasty weather up. Not as bad in D.C., though, as it is up along the eastern seaboard, farther up the eastern seaboard. But, hey, that's okay. It's cold where I am right now in the deep south. I can tell you that. Neil, let's get to California quickly before I go to an editorial that I want to pick apart with you.
Sure.
Now, I got to be careful here. I want to tell Sean. Sean, just watch the dump switch for me. If I've got this down. I've practiced it. I'm going to be okay. But we've got an eight-second delay here. If I have to, Sean, if I miss it, you can hit that dump switch on me. But what I've got, Neil, is some audio that I want to play from a piece. It was actually appeared on Fox News, and it's titled, California Driver Caught on Video Punching Deputy in Face Speeding Away in Vehicle. The deputy died. He never regained consciousness. 70-year-old off-duty deputy. 70-year-old off-duty deputy. And here's what's key, because California, you got big problems out there. But you know what? There is hope for you out there. I really believe it. It's the light at the end of the tunnel. It's dim, but it's down there. All right? We're just going to have to drill down to get it. I want you to take a listen. I told you the story. Guy hit the deputy after rear-ending him because the deputy stopped short. They missed hitting a couple dogs. Cold-cocked him, dropped him. It's all on video. You can go to Fox News and see it. But I want you to hear what the DA said about liberal politicians in Sacramento. Let's take a listen.
Now, because of Prop 64 and all the liberals up in San Francisco, I am sick as the DA from San Bernardino County having to deal with these people, especially when they take the life of one of our community members, our deputy. And we're going to fight like hell to make sure that enhancement sticks.
Falsey was.
There you go. Neil. There are people in California at high levels that are just fed up, that are fed up with what's happening in that state. You care to comment on those comments from the DA?
Well, it's amazing that an official at that level would speak out openly, and it's refreshing, and it speaks to sort of that frustration that's bubbling from the grassroots, right? Reform is not going to come from the top down. The people running that state are not going to change the system that put them on top. And
you know, we got to watch to see what happens because, you know, that whole economic system is about to tip over, but it's also about to tip over culturally, like societally, like how they're living and how that state is being run. It's unsustainable. And, you know, it's so sad because, you know, you're probably not old enough to remember this, Mark, but California used to be like this dreamland. California was a place. It was about freedom. Guy told me he moved out to California in the 60s, and he walked around like this new housing development. The guy said, "Look around, see if you like any of the houses." So he walked around. He said, "Hey, I like this one." The guy says to him, $200 a month. It's yours. No application. No nothing. That's what California used to be like. Not anymore, friend. Not anymore. There's a lot of people stuck there just because of family connections. Obviously, you know, it's very difficult to leave a place, you know, where members of your family are buried or the church you got married in or, you know, a job that you've had for a long time. You know, it's the same thing in the Northeast. There's a lot of people just sort of stuck in these liberal nightmares. And the only reason why they're still there is because they cannot leave. And now they're getting frustrated. And I really hand it to this DA.
Yeah, those were powerful statements. And if you watch the video, you can see the anger and the frustration in his face. It's not just frustration. It's anger. He's angry at Sacramento. He's sick. He's tired. He's fed up. And he's got every right to be. And you know what? There are millions of people in California feel the same way. And, Neil, let's not remember that California was the land of Ronald Reagan. Times have changed.
I saw a guy speak the other day, James Pinkerton, who's one of the he was one of the then young conservatives around Ronald Reagan, and he reminded the audience that in 1978, the conservative tax revolts were in California and Massachusetts.
Right.
Like that's absurd now. But we'll see.
Well,
I think we're going to see a flip.
I don't know when we will. You're right. California is not sustainable. It simply isn't sustainable. And you gun lovers and gun owners in California are bearing the brunt of this tyrannical rule in California. Right now you are. You've been attacked. You've been ground zero for these lunatics for so long. You've got great organizations, great friends of mine, Gene Hoffman and others, and the Second Amendment running Cal Guns. Gene's wonderful, doing incredible work out there in California, out of San Francisco. And you've got, you know, the Second Amendment Foundation, two states up, working very closely with Cal Guns and others in the state to fix these things, to right these wrongs that you are having to this tyrannical rule that you're having to live under out there that is only getting worse. But remember, it is not sustainable, and the rest of the nation is going to blow right by you. And when that happens, and it will happen, you're going to want to come back into the fold, and that's when it will change. I just don't know. I wish I could predict when. More with Neil McCabe when we come back. I'm going to read a story called Pine Nuts, a 21st Century Amendment. This is going to blow you away. Well, maybe not. Back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, welcome back to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. I got a couple emails from some folks who noticed one of the tweets that went out today about the show. And there's a picture of me in the studio, and someone says, love the picture, but where's all the AR-15s that you say are lined up behind you? And that's really observant. I really appreciate that. Let me answer that. That's not my normal studio. That picture was taken when the power was down after a large snowstorm in the metro Atlanta area, dumped about 7 inches, knocked out internet and power at the Armed American Radio Ranch and at the Armed American Radio Studios not far away. I was forced, and thank God the fine folks at AM 920, The Answer in Atlanta, Georgia, Armed American Radio's flagship station here in the Atlanta area, was able to accommodate me and to allow me to use that studio. So I do appreciate the tweets. And if you're listening, I apologize. I'm not on Twitter, and I didn't see the name on there. But I really do appreciate that. You guys just got it going on. Love. Oh, and you know who was? It was Jeff Mowbray. Great picture, Mark, but where are all the AR-15s that you keep talking about being behind you? They're here. They're just in the Armed American Radio regular studio, not in the other studio. So I wanted to make that very clear. Thanks for being so observant. Let's go back to Neil McCabe. Neil McCabe, a pleasure to have you here, brother. As always, you're a fan favorite. How you doing?
Phenomenal and getting better every day. Absolutely fantastic. And, these cold days we were talking about before, they remind me of when I used to deliver papers in the morning on those cold winter mornings. And I never thought I'd miss them, but days like this, I miss how simple life was when I just had to get up in the morning and deliver my papers.
It sounds good, and I know, are you outside? I want to make sure we got that good cell phone with you. Every once in a while, you tend to fade down a little bit, and I want to make sure everybody can hear you. So if you're wearing big, heavy mittens that don't have fingers in them like you did when you were a kid that your mom made you wear, make sure it doesn't cover that mouthpiece, okay, Neil?
All right, I'll be clear.
Thanks, man. And then you better not be wearing those mittens. If you are, send me a photo. I promise not to put it on the internet. Okay, let's go to a piece by McAvoy Lane, January 3rd, 2018. And this appeared in the Sierra Sun, North Lake Tahoe. I said California. It's Lake Tahoe. Serving Truckee, Tahoe City, Kings Beach, and Incline Village. Take a listen to this. This is unbelievable. It's titled A 21st Century Amendment. Neil, I'm going to read it. Then I'm going to read a response from Florida Kerry that was absolutely brilliant. It says, McAvoy says, much better minds than mine have examined this issue, yet sometimes it proves helpful for a regular me, or in this case, a regular Mac, to look with fresh eyes at a thorny issue and report her or his findings. Now, you know you're dealing with a liberal when it doesn't say his or her findings. It says her or his findings. Let's be politically correct and put the her first. What an idiot. So let's take a look at the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At first glance, I had to believe our framers surely must have meant to say the right of the people to keep and bear a coat of arms shall not be infringed. Now, it's hard to get through this stuff, listener, but just do. It's okay. But when I mentioned this possibility to a retired professor friend, he only laughed out loud. So I have been moved to examine the matter further. The first clause, the precondition, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, establishes the reason and purpose for the second clause, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. In 1791, we did not have a well-regulated militia, but we do now. Yeah, right? He's going to the National Guard. Here we go. We spend more than $1 billion a day to regulate a National Guard, Air Force, Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and CIA. The emergence of a well-regulated militia has effectively nullified the need and purpose of the people to keep and bear arms. A similarly constructed amendment, an amendment to protect us from constipation, let's say, would read, a well-regulated morning constitutional being necessary to the health of an individual, the right of the people to keep and bear blasting powder shall not be infringed. I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up, okay? At bottom, individuals carrying automatic weapons do not represent a well-regulated militia. To the contrary, they represent an unregulated militia, and an unregulated militia has inadvertently, accidentally, and regretfully created our horrific domestic terror epidemic. An AR-556 with a 30-round magazine. Neil, don't hold your laughter, please.
All right.
An AR-556 with a 30-round magazine is not protected by the Second Amendment. It did not exist in 1791, and if it had existed, it would have been well regulated. Thus, I humbly submit here a 28th Amendment to bring the Second Amendment into the 21st century. And what should such a 28th Amendment say anyway? To my mind, it is very straightforward. I'm sure it is. The second article of amendment to the Constitution of the United States is hereby repealed. Henceforth, the right of the people to keep and bear single-shot arms shall not be infringed. I'm not a constitutional lawyer. I pray God will not make me a constitutional lawyer. I'm an average citizen with an average sense of rectitude. We can't prevent every attempt to kill with a gun, but we can diminish the resulting carnage, and a 21st century 28th Amendment could do exactly that. Now, Neil, when I knew what was going on when I saw her and his. This is just typical liberal idiocy. You got to play this politically correct game, okay? There's a response. The comment section below this is wonderful. And I know I'm taking time with this, Neil, but I want you to hear the response that really kept me from commenting further throughout the piece. Richard Nasek is the executive director of Florida Kerry. And here's what he said. You're right, Mr. Lane. You're not a constitutional lawyer. If you were, you'd be studying case law
and know the legal procedure to amend the Constitution. A constitutional amendment requires approval by two-thirds of Congress and ratification by three-quarters of the states. In case you don't realize how difficult that is to achieve, the arguably less contentious Equal Rights Amendment sat for over 80 years before it was finally pulled, having never received the requisite number of states in ratification. Even if you were to achieve such a feat, the result could be a new revolution, for the same reason as the first revolution, forced disarmament of the people. As to the nuts and bolts of your essay, you posit several falsehoods as facts, perhaps through ignorance, perhaps through malevolence. Only you know for sure. Number one, the U.S. Supreme Court held the right to keep and bear arms as an individual right independent of any militia service. He goes on to quote Heller, like it or not, this much is settled law. Number two, you claim individuals carrying automatic weapons do not represent a well-regulated militia. Automatic weapons have been strictly controlled by the federal government since 1934. Only pre-86 automatic weapons are available, require special federal permitting, are registered, and require an enhanced background check and criminal history check. The process takes about a year, and the cost is $10,000 or more for the weapon. Therefore, your fear of individuals carrying automatic weapons is an irrational fear born of your imagination. He goes on to talk about domestic terror epidemic. I'll leave that out. Number three, finally, there's this gem. An AR-556 with a 30-round magazine is not protected by the Second Amendment. It did not exist in 1791, and if it had existed, it would have been well-regulated. There is no such thing as an AR-556. If you had even a basic knowledge of the most popular rifle in America, you would know that it is called the AR-15. AR stands for Armalite, the original designer, not assault rifle. The 5.56 reference is presumably to 5.56 millimeter, one of the two calibers in which the rifle is chambered, the other being .223 Cal Remington. As to your contention that a modern weapon is not protected under the right to keep and bear arms, I refer you to this excerpt from the SCOTUS Heller opinion. Some have made the argument, bordering on the frivolous, that only those arms in existence in the 18th century are protected by the Second Amendment. We do not interpret constitutional rights that way, just as the First Amendment protects modern forms of communications, e.g. Reno v. American Civil Liberties Union, and the Fourth Amendment applies to modern forms of speech, Kylo v. United States. The Second Amendment extends prima facie to all instruments that constitute bearable arms, even those that were not in existence at the time of the founding. If it makes you feel any better, I don't think you need to worry about God making you a constitutional lawyer anytime soon. Neil, 20 seconds, and then we'll continue it. Go ahead.
Boom, drop the mic. I think they nailed it.
That was from the executive director over at Florida Carry. When we come back, we'll talk about it briefly, then we'll move on to ghost guns. Ghost guns, those sound pretty scary. Are you afraid of ghosts? I ain't afraid of no ghosts. What the hell is a ghost gun anyway, right, Neil? Well, guess what? We've talked about them on the air before. We'll tell you a little bit about them when we come back here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and that's what we're doing, defending it daily. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, was it yesterday or the day before? I lost track and actually missed a segment. I was having so much fun in the program that the show went by. I forgot we didn't have an extra segment. I could have easily gone on with you for another couple hours. I could easily do 3 hours a day with you. Before I go to my guests, let me tell you to please make sure to head over to armedandresponsible.com. I want you to be one of my five listeners that finds the $1,000 check in your mailbox. It's going to happen. This promotion is only good until January 19th. It's slipping away. You've got 15 days left to take advantage. Simply go over to armedandresponsible.com right now, and you'll instantly lock in your five free chances to win. That's it. Simple, quick, painless, and 100% free. Five of you will each receive 1,000 bones to buy any gun you want. No restrictions. ArmedandResponsible.com right now for the official rules, and lock in your entry before it's too late. Don't get left behind. ArmedandResponsible.com. And also, don't forget, because we got really cool stuff for you, USCCA on AAR.com or USCCA on Air.com to receive a free USCCA Armed and Ready Range Bag package when you activate your USCCA Elite membership. It's valued at $372. I have the bag. I don't have the whole package. I wish I did, but I do have the bag. In, you know, that promotion's good now till the 26th. And then on the 27th, there's a whole new one I'm going to tell you about. And I've also got some fun stuff I can't tell you about yet, but if you've been looking for security cameras or anything like that, we're going to put together a package for you with a new sponsor coming up that you're going to start hearing about in February. But I'm going to tease it a lot quicker than that, and I'm going to give you more information than I am right now, hopefully in the next day or two, when I have more information about that package. But you're going to want to jump on this, because it's only going to be available for a short amount of time. But if you're looking for cameras like I have, or like I need, because the ones that I have aren't doing the trick for me, this is the chance to do it. And as an Armed American Radio listener, you're gonna be able to take advantage of something really fun. I can promise you that. So stay tuned. Also, the Monster Show coming up on Sunday is going to be a very emotional program for me. I want to tell you about some things in my personal life that I want to benefit you. Because I tell you and have talked with you for many, many years, weekly on the program, that you cannot refuse to accept the situation, that you must be prepared at all times, that bad things can happen to you. And you hear it, we preface these stories all the time, a happy ending. So I always read you the line in there, don't I, that says, we can't believe that happened in our church. This is such a nice area, or this is a gated community, or I can't believe this happened to me. Well, you're going to learn a lesson, because I'm going to impart to you some things that I want you to take away as you go into 2018, and I never, ever, ever want you to forget them. Don't miss Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast on Sunday for my opening segment. You're going to find it very powerful. It's going to be tough for me to get through, but because I love you and I want you to understand this stuff and it means the world to me, you have to hear it, and I have to tell you. So make sure to tune into Sunday's Monster Broadcast. Neil McKay, welcome back to the program, bud.
Very good to be with you, sir.
Neil, what is a ghost gun? What the hell is the Wall Street Journal talking about, for gosh sakes? What now?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, you were talking about, you know, earlier about when the federal government outlawed, you know, the machine guns and the automatic weapons. That was a response to the gangsters and, frankly, the Tommy gun, and
right.
Because of prohibition. And we see this over and over again. When the government comes in and starts over-regulating something, it doesn't eliminate it. It just pushes it underground. And in a lot of ways, it becomes even more dangerous because it's underground and you don't know what's going on. I believe the ghost guns that you're talking about is sort of this underground black market of firearms that's developed in California and other places. And you know, I believe that people should have guns if they want guns. I don't think there should be I don't think there should be one regulation on it, frankly. But what happens is, you know, just like we see with the dark web, as soon as you start regulating things and you get the lawyers involved and the courts, you push stuff underground, and then you just don't know what's going on. And I think that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal has a piece, "The Rise of Untraceable Ghost Guns." And this is something that I've touched on the Monster Broadcast. In fact, right after the Gun Rights Policy Conference last weekend in September, we talked about this on the Monster Show with AWR Hawkins, who was in Texas talking. And I'm not going to go into all that right now. Time doesn't give us the opportunity to do that right now. But with an individual who has created a machine and patented a machine that you can create legally your own lower receiver AR and build your own firearm. And Neil, you ought to be able to do that if you want to. And right now you can. There's nothing wrong with that.
Wait.
Now, it's wrong if you use that fire. It's legal for you. Now, if you want to turn around and start selling it to felons, you're violating federal law and you're going to go away for a long time. That's what we refer to you as a criminal. But for an individual who wants to own that firearm and build it, you can build an AR-15 if you have the tools and want to do it by ordering the receiver. Because guess what? The lower is not regulated as a firearm, Neil.
It's just like, you know, you're not supposed to shoot somebody when they talk about gun violence. I don't remember anybody legalizing gun violence. Like, nobody said that was a good idea. But you can have a gun. We don't, in a free country, you don't pre-punish laws you think might happen.
No, you don't. But the left wants to.
Might happen, huh?
The left wants to. When we saw that on display after Las Vegas, when all of a sudden there was a call for a ban of an obscure accessory known as a bump stock.
Yes.
That, you know, let's make criminals out of people with accessories that we've never even heard of before. And this is very, very dangerous. California, you're the petri dish here. You do it all the time. And I say you. Well, I'm sorry. If you live in California, I'm referring to you. Unfortunately, most of you think like I do in California, but your legislators do not. It's sad. But the fact of the matter is, you in California, you criminalize accessories because Dianne Feinstein doesn't like the way they look when it changes nothing about the firearm, and it certainly doesn't do a damn thing for crime. So we've been, you know, again, Neil, we're going to run out of time, but it's a battle we've been fighting for a long, long time. But I encourage you to go read the piece. It's up in the Wall Street Journal. Just Google Ghost Guns, Wall Street Journal, and the piece will come up. Neil.
Sir.
I want to thank you for being here today and every time that you're on the program. I know you're fighting some weather out there, and I can hear you having to move around and all that good stuff. So I'll go ahead and let you go because we're getting ready to cut the show here in an hour or in just about a minute, okay? But thank you for everything that you do, and I am really looking forward to 2018 with your participation on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Much more frequently, you are a fan favorite. People love you.
Let me say, if you can still hear me, Mark, that
I can.
I am looking forward to your program on Sunday. Not just because you have a brand new opener that you're very proud of, and I've heard that opener, a source that I cannot disclose, and I think you can respect that.
Definitely.
But Sunday's show, I'm really looking forward to what you have to say and what you have to share, and you know, it's like a lot of the listeners, you know, we're sort of on this journey with you. And so we'll see you on the radio on Sunday.
Yeah, you definitely will. You definitely will, Neil. And thank you so much. I'll be reaching out to you again probably later today or tomorrow. Neil, I'm going to let you go. I know it's cold. Go get warm. Go down to the Capitol Club or something. Go talk to some congressman and tell some senator to get what? Move the bill, dude, referring to national reciprocity. Let's get that out of the Senate. Neil, I may very well ask you to come back tomorrow because I have some more questions about that national reciprocity in the Senate and some things with Bannon going on with Trump, and I'm getting a lot of questions from listeners about how that might tie into our rights. So I'll be reaching out to you later today. Neil McCabe, everybody. Thank you, Neil, for being here. Now, listen, remind yourself that every day, remember this every day, never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a club-free zone ever. No self-respecting caveman ever would have been found in a club-free zone. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day. And remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.